The Cambridgeshire Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello, good evening and welcome to the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek live on Cambridge 105 Radio from Gwydir Street. I'm Ollie Slack. I'll be keeping you company for the next hour, looking back and looking forward from weekend's action on the just Saturday and all the weekend's football coming up as well. Starting tonight, we'll be talking Cambridge City Ladies with their manager Tim Rapley about their 3-2 victory over Colney Heath on the weekend. A couple of debuts there as well. And someone has made the England under-15s international squad as well. We'll be talking all of that with Tim in just a bit. We'll be sticking with Cambridge City as well to talk with Steve Gorthrop, our resident fan. We'll be talking about that incredible match down at Bridge Road on the weekend. 3-3 against Dunstable Town. What a game it was. There were lots and lots of goals, lots of talking points as well with Steve Gorthrop. We'll be talking about that in just a little while. St Neots Town, well, they won again on the weekend. They beat Needham Market, and that win lifted them out of the relegation zone once again. We'll be talking to manager Matty Clements about that win and how hopefully they'll be able to kick on in weeks to come. And finally, Histon. Well, believe it or not, the first time I'm saying this in a long while, they lost on the weekend, and defender Rob Ruddy will be joining us on the line to talk through that 2-1 defeat against Woodbridge Town. He'll tell us how does it feel to lose, of course, such a long time since they did. And of course, their big, big FA Vars fixture on the weekend. 3 wins away from Wembley are the Stutes. We'll be talking all that with Mr. Ruddy in just a bit. So that is all we got for tonight. We've got some great music as well, so stay tuned if you're on your way home, and stay safe on the ice and snow as well. But it's time to start with Cambridge City Ladies, and I'm delighted to say that manager Tim Rapley joins me on the... hopefully you're going to get him on the line and talk about all things Cambridge City Ladies, because we got that big win on the weekend against Colney Heath, a 3-2 victory. It was, they've been putting goals past teams for fun all the times at the minute, and but couldn't quite score as many on the weekend. Still managed 3 though, nonetheless. So a big win it was for them. Let's see if we can get hold of him on the phone lines now and speak to Tim Rapley. Of course, another big talking point was the fact that Izzy Bryant, a striker for Cambridge City, their under-16 side, has been called up to the England international under-15 side. So we'll talk to Tim about that. I believe he does join us on the line now. So thanks for coming on, Tim.
No problem, Molly. Good evening to you.
Yeah, Tim, let's just start with that victory then on the weekend, a 3-2 win over Colney Heath. Not as convincing as your other wins, but difficult to top considering you've scored 33 goals in those 3 previous games. But a 3-2 victory nonetheless, and 3 points.
Yep, that's the main thing. The 3 points was what we were really after. It's actually always a tough game against Colney. They're actually quite low down in the league, but we always seem to struggle against them a little bit. They're very well organised, quite defensive actually, but we did sort of go ahead each time, and we got a win about 15 minutes to go, I think it was. So we played reasonable. Wasn't our best game. We dominated a lot of the possession, but we did struggle to put the ball in the back of the net and sort of finish them off really. But nonetheless, got the 3 points and stayed top of the league, so really pleased.
Yeah, and like you said, a sterner test, it seemed, considering the margin of only 1 goal. But equally, it shows that the character in your side, you know, when you do concede 2 goals in a game and the game is tight like it was on the weekend, that you're able to come through and come through victorious as well.
Yeah, maybe the scoreline sort of suggested it was a bit tighter than it actually was. But I think we've always got goals in different parts of the pitch, the team. I think we had 3 different goal scorers again on Sunday. So we certainly do share the goals around. So I think there's always an opportunity for us to score. And if we can keep it tight at the back, I always fancy us to go on and win the games.
Yeah, and one player in the match made their debut, Sally Phelps, in goal. Great to come out in the winning side first up. How do you reckon she did?
Yeah, she did really well. It's not easy, particularly in the position of a goalkeeper, coming in at such a young age into an established side. You look at the levels, it is a real jump up from under-16 football into the Eastern Region Premier League. So she's done fantastically well. I don't think we actually asked her to play until quite late on in the day because our regular goalkeeper, T, was unwell. So we had to get the clearance from Mum that she could play, because she was actually she's a very good cricketer, is Sally, and she was down in Essex having some net practice down there. So she came back from Bishop Stortford, got to the ground a little bit later than we would normally like, but she acquitted herself really well. She made one fantastic save in the second half, which looked to be going in. She got across and pushed it round for a corner, which was great. It's just unfortunate that we then conceded a penalty from the resulting corner, but that was through no fault of hers.
And another young player who's cleared in very well on the City books is Izzy Bryant, playing above her age gap. Actually, she's in the under-15s, but playing for the under-16s at City. She's yes. been called up to the England national side, their under-15 side, to play Switzerland away from home. So that's an incredible achievement.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant for Izzy. I know Izzy a little bit because she does train with the ladies on occasions as well. We try and mix in the under-16s with the ladies on a Tuesday night up at Trumpington. So we see, what a talent she is there. I believe she's at the ACC as well. And that's her second year, I think, with us. She was at Bar Hill prior to that. But, no, she's a real talent. And it's just, fantastic for someone that we know and someone local to have that opportunity to go and play for England.
And I guess that shows, both with Sally Phelps making a debut and Izzy Bryant being called up to the national squad, it just shows the real talent you've got coming through from the under-16s and the development side and into the first team as well.
Yeah, throughout the club and the different squads, we do have a lot of very good players through all the age groups. I think some of them would like to have an opportunity sort of to play now, but they're a little bit too young at this stage. I mean, someone like Izzy, if she's involved in the England setup, you're not really too sure what her pathway will be into senior football, but we're very pleased to have her playing for us at the moment, and hopefully that gives the other players in and around that age group an incentive, and if they can't play for England, I'm sure they can come and play for Cambridge City Ladies when they're old enough.
And with Izzy, will she miss any City games whilst being away of England? Because obviously, I guess this probably hasn't happened for a while, if not ever, for a City Ladies player to be called up to the national side. So how does it work in terms of the fixtures? Do they clash at all? Will she be able to play for both?
Yeah, I think it's the start of half term, I think, is how they generally arrange the youth fixtures at that level. And normally, locally, they don't have too many games fixtured for the holidays at school, because they know it's quite difficult for teams to get players out there if they're sort of going away on school trips or holidays with parents and that sort of thing. So I don't think she'll be missing too many games. There may be just the one in there if she does, if at all.
And going forward then, obviously these two youngsters have proved with the news the last week and Sally making a debut, like I just said earlier, there's lots of talent coming through. In terms of yourself and the management team giving opportunities for them, difficult when you're winning every week and you're top of the league, you really want to make sure you do finish the season on top and you do get promoted, but equally, I guess you've got to look to the future and possibly give some of these young guys, young players a chance.
I think you do. We are generally quite a young squad, so we have players that may be going off to university next year, so we're always going to have quite a high turnover of players, I believe, at our club, so we do need the youngsters to fill those places. We've got Kerry Fly at the moment. She's playing in a back three. She's only 16 years old. She's had a couple of starts in these last few weeks and has been in and around the squad. We had another player, Freya Standing, who has been playing for our development team. She only just turned 16 and she's been scoring some goals at the moment. So there may well be a few more 16-year-olds in our squad this weekend, because our development team's game's been called off. So we may be looking to bring a couple more in to give them an experience of playing in the first team.
Yeah, great to hear. And then in terms of your fixture this week then, the only game in the division this week against sixth place Brentwood Town, the incentive being 6 points clear if you win.
Yeah, definitely. We generally do play catch-up because we've had quite successful cup runs, and this year again in the FA Cup we missed quite a few weeks. So although we do sit top of the league, we are playing catch-up on a couple of teams. So I think it'd be great to try and get as many points on the board as quickly as possible. I think I mentioned to you before, Ollie, we've got some very tough games coming up. Peterborough Northern Star, they won again in their county cup against Northampton. So they're flying high. We've still got to go to Royston as well. And the game on Sunday against Brentwood won't be easy. They started the season very well. They've slipped away a little bit of late. But the league is, you know, every game is quite tough and quite difficult to make sure we get the 3 points. So, yeah, every game we play, we'll be really looking forward to it and trying to get the 3 points on the board as quickly as we can.
And then just finally, Tim, like you mentioned about playing catch-up, obviously you would have liked, or you would like to, I guess, have those games won and be sit top of the league. But I guess coming into the fixtures, it gives you a clear pathway to know that if you do win these games, you can go top of the league. It is in your hands.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got 9 games to go. We've played 13. We've only dropped the 2 points so far in a draw against Royston. So, you know, I'd like to think that we can maintain the run that we're on, keep everyone fit, keep everyone focused and hungry to get the 3 points each week. And I'm sure we'll have a great season.
Brilliant. Thank you, Tim. Wish you all the best for Saturday, and hopefully more some young guns can come through and prove their worth as well.
Thanks very much, Ollie.
Cheers, Tim. Tim Rapley there talking. Cambridge City Ladies, of course, they won 3-2 on the weekend against Colney Heath. A big win it was for them, and go top of the league and a win this weekend. The only game in the division, like I said, against Brentwood Town would take them 6 points clear. So a big weekend for Cambridge City Ladies. In terms of Cambridge City Men, well, let's talk to Steve Gorfolk now about last weekend. And Steve, thanks for coming on the line. What a match it was on the weekend. Disappointed not to get the win, a 3-3 draw against Dunstable Town, but what a game you witnessed down at Bridge Road.
Yeah, hi Ollie. Yeah, good game. I think they were probably a better side than their position suggests. Lively up front, and obviously we started really well. Confidence from the game before. Took a 2-0 lead and then just probably sat back a bit, and I think they thoroughly deserved to come back into it. But then again, the last 15-20 minutes, we showed, you know, we are a good side, and the confidence gained from the previous results just pushed us on to get, I think, well, obviously a deserved draw, but yeah, thoroughly important that you actually come away after leading 2-0 with something from that game.
Yeah, and watching it with you on the sideline, City very much the dominant side in the first half and scoring those two goals. The positive from the match, they are scoring goals again, but a slight disappointment for Robbie conceding the 3 goals, considering in the past 3 games they've only conceded 1 goal.
Yeah, again, like I say, I think defensively he's got his sort of regulars now where he wants to play them. Obviously, you know, the left back was out, but you can drop one player in, especially at full back, to cover, and that obviously helps, and that helped in the previous games. But I thought they were decent up front, and we just didn't deal with them as well as we perhaps should have done, and just gave them a little bit too much space. But yeah, I think it's again the same inconsistency we've talked about all season, really. You know, we struggled to score at times this year, which is unlike us, but now we're scoring again. But always, I mean, it's still always potential to concede goals. And until he gets a completely settled team and everyone knows their job, then I think that will be a sort of a reoccurring theme for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and that last-minute winner by... by Keno Robinson, despite it not being a winner, a big sort of morale boost, and those scenes at the end we saw on Twitter of the side and the fans going mental, it was brilliant to see. And I guess the important thing now is taking that into next week, or this weekend, sorry, against Aylesbury on Saturday.
Yeah, fantastic. Like any time you score a late goal, obviously to win is fantastic, but you can see what it meant, because I think we realised from being 2-0 up, we'd sort of thrown it away, and people had sort of, you know, thought another one, same old story. But yeah, to get the late goal, you get a massive momentum going into this week, and seeing who we've got to play in 5 weeks, you never know, obviously, but you could put together a teeny run that will just push us up, get people talking again, get some momentum. The crowd was good again, you know, been pleased with that for the club. Obviously, the news that Sawston's up and running again, lots of positives, lots of feel good. And as we both saw, you know, the end was just a nice way to finish a good day and a good probably week and a half for the club, which has been brilliant.
Yeah, definitely there's more positive news coming out of Bridge Road now, and hopefully they can use that to motivate themselves on the pitch. And in terms of on the pitch, like I said, against Aylesbury this weekend, who are third bottom in the league, does that mean that with the significance of league table positions and potentially a win, taking them only 9 points off the playoffs, is it a must-win this weekend?
Yeah, I think if your aim is for the playoffs, I think you've always got to go to any team in the bottom, probably 4 or 5, that you've got to go and win. And obviously, the result the week before when we went away and won 4-0, it shows we can do it. Obviously, the start's important and going away is always harder. But, yeah, I think if ambition is to make the playoffs, and as I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, the most important thing is the transition to Sawston. But if you can make the playoffs, again, that's just a fantastic end to the season, momentum going to the next season. So, yeah, I think you've got to think must win. You've got to think probably must win for the next five, you know, to just make it realistic, I think.
Yeah, and so my maths sort of let me down there. 8 points off the playoffs, sorry, if you win on the weekend. But February, a really big month for City. Like you mentioned, if they can put a run together, they face three sides who are in the bottom half of the table and one side, an AFC Dunstable, who are just above them. So a real chance to get 12 out of 12. I know we're probably asking a lot, but if they can do that, like you said, it does start putting pressure on the teams above. They may start looking over their shoulder. And as we know, City are very much like to put on these long runs of consistently winning games from time to time, like they did last season.
Yeah, we did it last year. We went on an amazing run towards the end to clinch playoffs, and it does happen with us. Unfortunately, we have the other runs where we don't win for a few games. But, yeah, it's there. And I think the main thing is, as well, you can see by the last few games that he's played roughly the same side. So they know turning up the next week, because obviously there's no midweek games we're playing, that they know what they're doing, what's expected of them, and what they can do, as they've done in previous games. So I think that all just points towards, you know, we do have a chance to push up sufficiently. And obviously, if we're playing the sides at the bottom, the top teams are going to be playing each other. We've still got to play a few of them. So, yeah, it just gives us a little boost that we probably needed, thinking, you know, the season was just going to sort of end and we were just going to end up just playing out mid-table. So, yeah, anything, you know, the next three or four games, I'm pretty be happy if we won, obviously, four. But if we didn't win, you know, at least two, three, then I'd be very disappointed with the teams we're playing.
Steve, as ever, thank you very much. Hopefully City can pick up another 3 points this weekend.
No problem, Ollie. See you soon.
Steve Goldthorpe there talking Cambridge City as they travel to Aylesbury this weekend. A big, big game. A must win, Steve Goldthorpe said. Third bottom Aylesbury. 3 points could take them only eight off the playoffs. Of course, also talking about that amazing 3-3 draw on the weekend and those scenes at the end. If you can get a chance to see him, go on Cambridge City's Twitter page and have a look at those incredible scenes when Keno Robinson nodded in that last minute equaliser. Right, it's time to go to your travel desk now and look what's happening on the roads.
While I'm drinking Jack all alone in my local bar, and we don't know how we got into this mad situation, only doing things out of frustration, trying to make it work, but man, these times are hard. She needs me now, but I can't seem to find the time. I got a new job now on the unemployment line, and we don't know how we got into this mess. Is it God's test? Someone help us, cause we're doing our best. Trying to make it work, man, these times are hard. But we're gonna stop by drinking on cheap bottles of wine, sit talking up all night, saying things we haven't for a while, yeah. We're smiling, but we're close to tears. Even after all these years, we just now got the feeling that we're meeting for the first time.
first time. Talking up all night, saying things we haven't for a while. We're smiling, but we're close to tears. Even after all these years, we just now got the feeling that we're meeting for the first time.
Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio.
That was the script there with For the First Time, a great track there. It's time to talk St Neots Town now. Welcome you back to the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek. I'm Ollie Slack and I'm joined by the Saints manager Matt Clements. Now, thanks for coming on, Matt.
You're welcome, Ollie. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, mate. Let's talk on the weekend then. What a win it was. A great win against Needham Market. A 1-0 victory and a crucial victory as well that lifted you out of the relegation zone.
Yeah, it was a really good victory. Amazing performance for the boys. You know, they've really dug deep on Saturday in recent weeks and when things have gone against them. But, you know, to go out there, I think a massive credit to our senior boys, Johnny Hurd, Tom Wood, Taylor Parr, Russell Short, to name a few, who really stood up and led by example. Absolutely excellent. And then we had a split when I've done some young lads. Prince got a game. Young JJ, just turned 17 from our scholarship programme, came on and it just lifted everyone, and everyone's just kind of no fear. Defended for the life in the last 15, 20 minutes, but Wealth wasn't kind of backed against the walls. We stood some heavy pressure from a good side. But in staying up for the first 50, 60 minutes, we were good. We were competitive. We got into the final third lots and looked creative, and Needham will disagree, I'm sure. But it's one of those ones I think we thoroughly deserved our victory, and to go away from home when you're playing against a playoff contender, keep a clean sheet and to get three valuable points, which you are right now, was a tremendous effort and a credit to the lads.
And like I just said at the top of the interview, lifting you out the relegation zone, so they're mentally now, knowing that you're not having to constantly chase and you're desperate to pick up points, it's a big one sitting in that fourth bottom spot above the drop.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those ones. There's still 15, 16 games to go. So and there's plenty of time and there's plenty of points, which I know is a bit of a saying, but it does give you that bit of breathing space, because when you're in there, you always extra pressure put on you and some frustration can boil over. But, you know, in the last six, seven games now, we've dug out three victories against good sides, which shows we are good enough. But the biggest pleasing thing is that we don't have that kind of hoodoo around our neck of being in the bottom three. We're not out of it, you know, by a country mile. There's loads of games to play and points to play, but it does give the boys a little bit of breathing space, that three-point cushion. But also what it does is, you know, there's four or five teams above us now, all within 3 to 5 to 6 points. That, do you know what, if we can repeat those performances like we did on Saturday, we can maybe just claw ourselves even further away from it and give ourselves even more breathing space. But the biggest thing is the confidence that the win Saturday brings us, because when you're down in the bottom five or six, like teams will know, even if you get a win, it's trying to, can you follow it up? Can you follow up in the next couple of games? And that's the biggest thing. But for now, you know, we're out of that kind of relegation spot, and it's a case now of just trying to collect as many points as we can in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, and about that, in terms of, like you say, picking up points consistently, you spoke to assistant manager Jack Cassidy on the weekend on the Cambridge Football Show results, and we're saying that, you know, it's going to be, realistically, it's going to be probably unlikely that St Neots are going to go on a six or seven game, you know, winning or unbeaten run. So it's about picking up those wins every now and again. And to be fair, you've done that. You won 3 of your last 5 and 4 of your last 11 then in all comps. So winning those odd games, picking up the valuable points just as to then keep you above the drop, keep clawing away, is exactly what you're doing.
That's it. That's exactly it. We're not going to do that. You know, we 3-4 months ago, we were trying to motivate ourselves to push ourselves to do that. But we are where we are right now. We have to realise it's 2 and a bit, 3 months left of the season, 15 games, like I said. So you kind of break it down to little blocks, you know, like periods of 5-6 games, you know, 3 blocks left almost, where you kind of say, look, can we collect, you know, 5 to 6 points in each block? So if you lose a game in that 5-game period, you're not kind of worrying and you put frustration in yourself and you get down. You go, it doesn't matter, we've got 4 more games. To collect again, you know, another couple of victories. And that's what you've got to look at, the best way we've broken it down, so that you know that we're not going to put a 6-game run together. We're capable, but is it possible? Yes, but likelihood is not, because of where we are. But what we are capable of doing is winning games. We are capable of doing it against anyone in the league. So, you know, we've got Colville coming to town on Saturday, then we've got Biggers Wade 2 again, high and flying, but we look at them as in a 5-game block, and the idea is, as much as we want to win every single game, can we win a couple of games now in the next 4 or 5 games? And that's what we've got to do. If we do that, we'll be okay. So that's our main thinking. It's almost like we've been broken into 3 mini leagues, almost, or 3 mini seasons almost, where we need to win 2 to 3 games in each block to basically keep us safe and to keep us on track to stay out of that relegation zone.
Yeah, and let's just touch on one lad who made a starring role, really, in the performance on the weekend. Jacob Joseph, you already touched on him earlier, stepped up from the under-18s and the reserve to play in the first team, of course, in that crucial win on the weekend. Just talk to us a bit about him, you know, how he's got to this point and how well he's done, really, to get to this point.
Well, Jacob is a fantastic young man. That's the first thing. He's a credit to his family. He literally is a good boy. He's working hard in the scholarship, enjoying it and doing really well. And he's come to my attention like 3 or 4 others have as well, you know, all season. But I always had in mind that it would be kind of after Christmas time that we'd look to maybe use him if they're still performing well, which he has been. Very talented, comfortable on the football. Yeah, listen, he's 5'6". He's 17 years of age. So physically, he'll find it tough at times. But the most important thing is that we trust him and he's a really good player. And you know what? We've got to give these young boys an opportunity at times. We're a bit kind of bare bones at the moment. Scott Sinclair goes down after 43 minutes. I look at the bench, I've got a centre midfielder and I've got Jacob Joseph, who's a right attacking midfielder. It was a no-brainer. Get yourself on. And you know, he was a bit nervous at first, but he got hold of the ball, he took players on, he could have scored, which had been an absolute dream for him. And he fitted in really well. And the great thing he does is he's just a fantastic, for me, kind of model of a young football player. You know, forget if in the pro team, academy team, whatever. He's honest, he's hardworking, he cares about just his football. And he was given an opportunity, he took it, and he took it really well. He's really gracious afterwards as well and grateful. But I was like, you have to thank me, you know, this is you now deserving this. And he's got a good future, hopefully, if it's St Neots. He'll be included in the first-team squad again, more than likely, dare I say, the rest of the season now, because we're going to use these young boys at times if they're good enough and can step up. But he's a young talent. He's one to look out for. We're really pleased at St Neots, and we've seen more of him. It'll be down to him, what he does. He's very grounded. He knows about his education and stuff, but he's one of those players that, for example, if 2 or 3 years' time, if he's playing at this level regular, then it could be someone that could, if he wants to, step up even higher. He's definitely got all the tools.
And talk us through what you're saying to him at that point, when he's jumping up and down, flicking his heels against his backside, and his mind's going at 100 mile an hour, getting ready to come on the pitch. Are you giving him instruction, or are you not trying to overload him at all, just sort of saying, enjoy it, you know, take it in, and, you know, remember this, you know, this is one of your first appearances? Or how much instruction are you giving him? Tell us that. Are you trying to find that balance? What are you saying to him?
It's one of those ones where we have a kind of rule. If he doesn't care if he's 16 or 36, we have set pieces, we have jobs to do on and off the pitch. So he sat down with Ben Yeomans, who does that for me, and he was given his instructions, so he knows. So that's the first bit, the professional bit, because he's coming out to play men's football. You know, simple as that, and he's got to do a job in the team, regardless of his situation. So do that. Then the rest is real simple. It's a real simple, and you keep it very, very simple for him, because he's already got probably 1,000 things going for his head anyway. Go out there. Do you know your roles off the ball? He looks at me, he's honest. Yes, I do. The rest is literally a pat on the back. Go and enjoy yourself. You're a talented young man. Go and create some havoc and go and, you know, make a name for yourself. That's it. It's all you have to do, I believe, because, as you say, you know, these young players, for example, when they're thrown in, be it in a professional game or a high standard of non-league, they're nervous. It's their first game. They don't want to make a mistake. They know they're going to get some experienced players shouting at them and giving them instructions, not in a bad way, because it's a mentality of what's going on. But it's a real simple one. Two parts. The first part, you're professional. You're doing exactly the same as every other member out there. You've got a role to do here. You set piece responsibilities. But for Jacob and any young player we would bring in the first probably, you know, month, 6 weeks, for example, it's go and enjoy yourself. You're here because you're good enough. Go and express yourself and be honest. And that's it. And sometimes it's easy with young players, because the one thing you don't have to ask them to do is run hard and work hard, because they want to do that. They know that. Doesn't matter if it's 100 people or 100,000 people, but they just want to impress and they're glad to be there. So the rest is a bit of guidance. Like I said, that professional bit of knowing your role to the team, because you're playing for the team, but as an individual, go and express yourself and enjoy yourself.
That's brilliant to hear, Matt. And then finally, in terms of fixtures coming up, your next six, you've got three in the top nine, but also you've got Tamworth, Burwell and Redditch as well, who are 17th, 16th and 15th respectively. So a few tricky games, then also opportunities to pick up points.
Well, that's one of those ones. Again, we talked about it earlier, Ollie. It's like that block, isn't it? So we look at it rather than the actual names and namesakes. We've got five, six games in there. You look at them on paper, individuals. If you start doing that, which we're not, you're going, oh, can we get points here? Can we get points here? But guess what? As you said, three wins of our last five have come across, you know, good teams, Leiston, Royston and Needham. So we just address ourselves in that block. We know there's going to be some tough games. There'll be some, you know, some potentially better ones on paper. But the teams around us, they're fighting for exactly the same as us. So sometimes you get points in places you don't believe or expect you're going to get them in. So it's more a case of the next five, six games, we acquit ourselves properly, we work hard, and we look to come out of it with five, 6 points again to maintain a run of you know, getting as many points as possible in little mini blocks to make sure we survive and keep out the relegation zone.
Well, hopefully you can pick up enough points to do that. Matt, as ever, a brilliant interview, fascinating as always. We'll speak to you soon again, I'm sure, and go well this Saturday again.
Top man. Take care of yourself, mate. Cheers.
Thank you, Matt. Matt Clements there, talking St Neots Town. Of course, had a great win on the weekend against Needham Market, a 1-0 victory. Of course, Jacob Joseph had played a massive part in the match, lifted them out of the relegation zone once again. And Matt talking about whether it's enough to keep them up. We think here at the radio, we're hoping that those wins in the next few weeks, if they can get them against, like we said, Tamworth, Barwell and Redditch as well, can keep them up. We'd be delighted if they can stay up. I'm sure they will. Like I say, just outside the relegation zone currently, few tricky games coming up, but I'm sure they'll address them as they do every other game. Let's take a look at your travel then before we go to more music.
Cambridge 105 Radio is the home of Cambridge music.
Actually, it is brushy, but for the purpose of the shower, I thought it's going to be, well, kind of maybe slightly easier to go with Blaze, and this DJ Blaze kind of came out.
Blaze, presenter of Get Heavy.
You don't have many radio shows that do play metal. You have rock shows, heavy rock shows, but you don't have much of the metal shows. So I do have an access to those people. So I was chatting with Creator, with Sepultura, with Cradle of Filth, people that were making the genre in the 80s.
Get Heavy. Thursday nights at 11, or listen on the Cambridge 105 Radio website.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I can feel it on the back of my tongue, all of the words getting trapped in my lungs. Heavy like a stone, waiting for the river to run.
Hard to hold this fire inside me. Oh.
Cambridgeshire Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yes, you're listening to the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek live on Cambridge 105 Radio from Gwydir Street. And it's time to talk Histon now with defender Rob Ruddy. He joins us on the line. Thanks for coming on, Rob.
Hi, mate. You all right?
Yeah, good. Thank you, mate. I don't think we've done this before, really. I'm going to ask you about a Histon loss. It seems bizarre. For the first time since September, Histon lost against Woodbridge Town 2-1 on the weekend. Bizarre, Rob, really, to talk about it. But firstly, how did the match go? How did it feel for yourselves? Obviously disappointing coming out on the losing side.
I think we're disappointed we lost, but over the course of the game, Woodbridge would have deserved to get the win, to be fair. We didn't play anywhere near to how we played in the previous games, so it was just one of them. I think I've said to you quite a few times that we, as much as you'd like to win every game, you just don't win them all, and that was one we weren't win, even though we won the last and looked reasonably comfortable. To be fair, somebody came out of second half and passed the ball very well, and they got a headed goal from a corner, which is quite disappointing from a defensive point of view, and then a deflected goal for the second. So having that relationship we have safe to make, so it's for them really. But I think just now goes to the huge game on Saturday, and I'm just going to be training now, to be fair. So
yeah, we'll come on to that in just a bit. But then playing Woodbridge so quickly after the game against them the week before, did that have anything to do with it? Was that a slight disadvantage? Obviously they may pick up on a few things, how they can exploit you at all. Was that perhaps a disadvantage?
It's the same for most teams though, to be fair, mate. So you can see it as an advantage, you can see it as a disadvantage, but at the end of the day, both teams are playing one another. We know how they play, they know how we play, and they probably exploited it a bit more than what we did. We've started disruptions in the week with travelling all the way to Roxham to then find the game called off, which then messed up our training schedule for Wednesday. So I think we might have been a bit lethargic from not training, maybe, or I don't want to make any excuses, it's just one of them.
Yeah, and Goddy dropping points as well for Strain, drawing against Walsh and Willow, so actually two sides at the top dropping points for Strain, because could have gone top with a win.
Yeah. But we'll take it a game at a time. We still know we've got games in hand, and we'll just see how it goes. We're not getting ahead of ourselves. People are saying we won the league, we're already in the bag. It's never in the bag until the trophy's in your hand. You still have to say at the end of the season. So we'll take one game at a time, really. And go from there.
Yeah, and then in terms of moving on then, how you probably have to tell me if you're in training now, but how's the camp been, obviously not losing since September, probably in the league, a different feeling, lost to Ely City in the cup competition, the League Cup a few months ago, but not lost in the league since September, so a different feeling in the camp. Has Lance just told you to bin it straight away, or have you done sort of analysis on it, you tried to learn from it? How's he been?
He's been exactly the same. It's just the same sort of reaction, really. Alright, we've lost the game, but nothing's going to change in how we play. It's just a bit of a wake up call for us, and that's all Lance will see it as, and as players, it's a massive wake up call, and probably a wake up call we probably needed, as I said, before Saturday. And obviously we'll see just a train tonight, and I might be completely wrong, he might give us an absolute a go, but I highly doubt that. Lance isn't particularly like that. It's not like we played awfully bad on Saturday. We didn't create enough, and we just gave away two couple of goals.
Yeah. So then, moving to this game then on the weekend. Obviously, we spoke about it for weeks. Actually, the big game against Northwich Victoria. Do you feel the result on the weekend has given you a sort of? It sounds difficult when you've won so frequently week in week out, but it's given you sort of a healthy kick up the backside, ready for this game on the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, we know, like I said, we didn't play awfully bad on Saturday. That's what we have to keep remembering. It wasn't a terrible performance, so we just know if we play how we play, we've got a great chance. And I'm sure they'll think the same thing with us as well. And we've got our game plan, and if we're with the players, we've got we've got a great chance, and we should be full of confidence for that game, and hopefully we just get a bumper crowd. From what I've been hearing, they're bringing about five or six coaches down with them. So, we hope that we get some of the oldest and faithful back out and enjoy the day, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully so. In terms of the fixture then, we've spoke about it for so many weeks building up to it, and most weeks we've said, obviously, with the league games coming up in the meantime, your focus has been solely on that. But now the time is here. How's the excitement building, obviously, with the possibility of being three wins away from Wembley?
I don't think I'm going to think of that just yet. We take one game at a time.
Not quite yet.
No. Not quite yet.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit, mate. It's literally one game at a time.
And Norwich Victoria on the weekend won again. They've won their last four. So how much are you aware in terms of thinking about what they're going to do, or is it much as you have taken each league game, really, and just focus on your own game and how you're hopefully going to impose yourself on them? Seem to have lost Rob there. Is he must be?
He's back.
Sorry, Rob. If you did have that question, could you start the answer again? We did seem to lost you for a little bit there.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Just basically saying, Norwich Victoria really won their last four games, so they're obviously in good nick. But I imagine, as much you have taken each game this season, you'll be just concentrating on yourselves and thinking about how you can impose yourself on them.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, mate, it's all about us. They'll have their game playing, we've got ours. It's just how we play. And that's what I'm sure Lance and Mark and Si will be focused on more. If you start worrying about other teams too much, your game plan goes out the window. So we'll be focusing just on us.
And your message to fans of Histon and listeners of the Cambridgeshire Football Show in terms of United aren't at home, City obviously aren't at home, so you really, really, really want, like you said earlier, a bumper crowd down.
Yeah,
at,
listen,
at Glasgow.
Come down. You know, hope it'll be a fantastic day, a good day for the family as well. No, it'll be cold, but warm. Burgers are really good down there as well, and hopefully you'll see the suits into the next round.
Have you had one then? What, half time or after the match?
After a match, mate. Only after a match.
Always. Well, Rob, thank you as ever. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we wish you all the best. I'll be down on the weekend supporting the shoots, so wish you all the best ahead of the weekend.
Brilliant. I really appreciate it. Cheers, Robbie.
Thank you, Rob. Rob Ruddy there, talking about Histon, mostly about Histon's big, big clash this weekend against Norwich Victoria in the FA Vars, the last 16. So only three wins away from Wembley. They'll get to the final. Hopefully the fourth win of those will be lifting the FA Vars. Before, though, obviously all that, Rob will be, as he said, taking each game as it comes and talking a little bit about the game on the weekend as well. A loss for Histon, would you believe? A 2-1 loss against Woodbridge Town. But that pretty much sums up the and rounds off the show then this evening. Up next is Tim Willett with a new music generator. I'll be back on Saturday with the Cambridgeshire Football Show preview, looking ahead to all the weekend's games. And that is all we've got time for. We're looking ahead to Cambridge United game. Of course, they're back down south against Cheltenham. City are playing as well. And, of course, Histon in FA Vars action. What a game that's expected to be against Norwich Victoria. So make sure you tune in, and we'll keep you across all the fixtures this weekend. I'm Ollie Stack. See you next time. Goodbye.
Starve myself. I thought that love was a kind of emptiness, and at least I understood then the hunger I felt, and I didn't have to call it loneliness. We all have a hunger. Never found the answer.
105 Radio.